our political system, sometimes the primary election is the election. That's the case in Metro Detroit's 14th Congressional District, where the winner of the Democratic primary is virtually guaranteed a win in November. There are three major candidates in this year's primary, and it's a pretty competitive race in a very strange district. I'll do my best to describe the 14th District. It starts in southwest Detroit and curls along the river through the east side of the city. Then it veers west and north again through some Oakland County suburbs before it finally ends up in Pontiac. Michigan Radio senior political analyst Jack Lessenberry calls it a geographical monstrosity.
It's a very oddly shaped district with a lot of people who have not very much in common except they vote Democratic.
And that's by design. With state Republicans firmly in charge of the last redistricting, they basically packed as many Democrats into one district as possible. But the 14th is now a mix of wildly different communities. The affluent Grosse Pointe and West Bloomfield are right there alongside impoverished parts of Detroit and Pontiac, and solidly middle-class Southfield. In terms of racial makeup, it's about 55% African American. The rest is a mix of whites, including a sizable Jewish community, along with pockets of Arab American and Latino voters. Lessenberry says that makes for a mishmash of diverse interests.
Somebody has to sort of try to be all things to all people, and we have a number of candidates who are trying to do just that.
There will be times.
A recent candidate forum at a Farmington Hills synagogue highlighted this. The top three Democrats, all African Americans, faced a nearly all-white crowd of voters. There wasn't much disagreement on policy issues, but each candidate tried to find a way to stand out. Hanson Clark of Detroit is leading in most polls. He represented part of the district in Congress before and ran for this seat in 2012. Redistricting forced Clark to go head-to-head with fellow Democrat Gary Peters, and Peters won. But now, Peters is giving up the seat to run for Senate. Clark says his prior experience in Washington is a big asset.
The next member of Congress has to be able to hit the ground running on day one. Since I did it before, I know that I can do it again.
Of the three candidates, Clark has the best name recognition and the least money. But Clark insists that doesn't matter, because he's a diligent, hard worker who puts his constituents' needs first.
And not just focus on the typical stuff that politicians focus on, fundraising, endorsements.
The candidate who has the most money and almost all the endorsements is Southfield State Representative Rudy Hobbs. A former elementary school teacher, Hobbs has close ties to some of Michigan's most powerful Democrats. And with some senior members of the Michigan delegation leaving Congress this year, Hobbs says the state needs a new generation of leaders.
We need to replace those individuals with people, you know, who want to go there, who want to work, and actually work their way into leadership.
Hobbs promises to focus on issues that unite the district, like building a regional transit system in southeast Michigan.
We often say, you know, our district is 75 miles long, 18 different communities, two counties. Well, we have to move with one goal.
The third major candidate is Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence, who touts her years of experience in local government and wants to put the same skills to work in Congress.
I am excited about the opportunity to be able to connect the dots between federal government and local government.
Lawrence describes herself as a practical, independent thinker who avoids partisan debates to focus on getting things done. Being the only woman in the race may give her some advantage. But Clark still seems to be leading the field in these final days of the campaign. And Michigan Radio's Jack Lessenberry says it's still anybody's game.
Given the nature of a primary where you have a small electorate and nobody's exactly sure who's going to vote, it's conceivable any of these three could win.
But we are pretty sure about this. Whoever does come out on top Tuesday will go to Congress as the next representative of Michigan's 14th District. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.